The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 2-1 in conference play and 5-2 overall. Michigan visits Minnesota on Saturday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Which would you prefer that I do?
It's up to you, Coach, whichever you'd like.
Well, I feel like every week you always ask me what I prefer, so I'll let you make the decision this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go straight to questions then, Coach.
Okay.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Eugene Evans with College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
All right, obviously you played in the little brown jug as a player, but now you're going to do it for the first time as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Is there differences in terms of preparation from both sides?
Yes, there is. Preparation as a player is both mental and physical. I would say as a coach, it's more steady and mental than being a player. There's quite a fairly big contrast between the two.
Okay, and the follow-up question, another night game you guys are playing this year, are you guys going to follow the same routine as in the past, like with Utah, or are you going to do things a little bit differently?
Haven't decided yet.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Gennaro Armas with Associated Press.
Yeah, good morning. Coach, you spoke after the Michigan State game of the team moving forward with resolve. I'm wondering what you've seen from your players since then in terms of how they've responded as you get ready for Minnesota.
Since then, we had an opportunity last week to practice, and I was very impressed with our team. Tuesday's practice was much like a training camp practice. It was a good 3-hour practice where we prepared for our upcoming opponent, Minnesota, about 50% of the time, and the other 50% was worked on fundamentals, techniques, did Michigan versus Michigan, ones versus ones, twos versus twos, threes versus threes. Came back on Wednesday and went back to our roots, a spring practice type of practice. I was really impressed with our team. I was really inspired, actually, when they came back Sunday after a couple of days off and were mentally sharp, physically didn't show any signs of rust. They were just sharp and good. Practiced yesterday and had a real good practice again. So today's objective is to make it the best practice of the year, see if we can make each drill, make the meetings the best, make each drill the best we've had all year, make each meeting the best we've had the entire season, and come away with a day in football that's our best of the season.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
First off, thanks for the comic relief to start your session. That was very enjoyable.
It was enjoyable?
Yeah. My question is about bye weeks. From your experience at Stanford and what you're sensing with your Michigan players, what are the challenges of keeping, 19, 20, 21-year-old guys focused? Because a lot of teams don't perform as well off the bye weeks as I think most people would expect they would.
I think it really comes down to what their intentions are. And for our football team, we've written the prologue to this 2015 season, and players have been introduced, the roles have been introduced. There's been success, there's been disappointment, and really, if it's going to be a great season, then it's got to have one heck of a conclusion. So I think it comes down to what the intentions of everybody on the team are. And their intentions are to have one heck of a conclusion here, then they're going to be very focused.
Do you vary what you do during a bye week depending on the makeup of your team and when the bye week comes during the season, or do you have kind of a standard plan for like the first week and the second week?
Yeah, we have a standard plan, and we refer to it as a improvement week, opportunity to get better. So that's the way we attack it. And then each day we see if we can't be better today than we were yesterday, and tomorrow see if we can't be a little bit better than we were today.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Andy Greeter with St. Paul's Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time this morning. At Big Ten Media Days, you talked about how your dad said that Coach Kill was, you know, one of the best coaches that he ever coached against.
Yeah.
What did he share with you about how Coach Kill goes about his business and what makes him such a good coach that you have such respect for him?
Yeah, you see it in all phases. Speaking from my perspective, in his football team, is to play the game like the game's supposed to be played. And, you know, it's just everything my dad's always talked about. I'm just, you know, it's great, honest, fair competition when you play a Jerry Kill coach football team. And I see it. I see it the way they cover kicks. I see it the way they execute their schemes and the effort that they play with. The funny thing is that my dad always he gets such joy and amusement the competition that he had with Coach Kill and he said one year they were trying to outpower each other. You know, it's Jerry Kill was running the power, my dad was running the power. They must have run combined, you know, over 50 power plays, and it was a game within a game to see who could run power the most. I just it's heartwarming, and so we got. But to answer your question, the Harbaugh family has a deep, abiding respect for Coach Kill and his abilities.
We can take one last question, Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Joe Christensen with Minneapolis Star.
Hey, Jim. Looking at this little Brown Jug rivalry, can you reflect at all on 1986? It's a big one on this side of the rivalry, and just maybe not so much that game, but how you guys bounced back the following week.
That's well documented. I guess that's the way it happened, the way you said it. What do you want me to reflect on?
I'm guessing that would have been one of the, you know, maybe the low points of your college career, but just the way you turned it into something one week later.
Yeah, there was others. There were other low points to my college career, but that was one of them. a few others. And our team was able to bounce back the next week. Very proud of that. But that was so long ago. How long ago was that? Just
almost 30 years.
30 years. Darn near 30 years. 29 years ago. Ricky Foggy played a heck of a game. Chip Lohmeller was a kicker. I've got memories of it. Anything else on that?
No, thanks a lot.
Okay, yes, sir.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it.